This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to this week's show of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. You know, I've been working really hard to bring you some great pieces of live stand-up comedy as it appeared on stage, and some really fun interviews of professional entertainers. Well, I wanted to do something different this week. I'm going to be sharing some TV promotion advertising and also some interviews done at Laughs Unlimited for various TV shows. Later on, there's some interviews with people like Sid Caesar, Dana Carvey, Dave Coulier, and from Monty Python fame, Graham Chapman. But I'm going to mix it all up and try to keep it entertaining for you. To kick things off, one of my good friends in comedy, and it's so sad because he has passed away, but a terrific comic magician, Harry Anderson. Now, you'll remember him from his TV show Night Court. He was also a regular on Cheers. But more important to me, he was a regular at my club, Laughs Unlimited. We became fast friends, and we used to do a lot of fun stuff away from the club. So to kick things off, here's a copy of a TV ad that we did for an appearance by Harry Anderson.
Laughs Unlimited is celebrating its 13th anniversary with an all-star list of comics hosted by the star of the hit show Night Court, Harry Anderson, appearing Saturday night, August 21st at the Sacramento Community Center Theater, featuring many of Laughs Unlimited's great acts like Mo Betterman, Paul Robbins, Bob Worley, and Sam Gutman. So don't miss the comedy concert of the year, Saturday night, 8 o'clock at the Community Center Theater with Harry Anderson. And listen to Y92 for more information.
Yeah, that worked pretty well. We had a great crowd every time Harry appeared at the club. And it just gives you an idea of the type of television advertising we would do. Here's another one. This one includes some actual stand-up material by Jay Leno as he appeared on a couple different TV shows, including Letterman. But this was a promo for one of my special Thanksgiving Eve concerts. I did this for over 5 years. And Jay was twice the star of these shows. And here's the promo or TV ad that we did for an upcoming Jay Leno concert. I know you'll enjoy it.
Coming one night only, November 26th. It's Jay Leno, sponsored by Laughs Unlimited and K108 FM.
They're doing Rocky IV.
Rocky IV.
Surprisingly,
it's almost out.
Stallone is going to play a fighter in this one.
Yeah.
Oh, stretch that acting instrument to the limit, huh? But you know what's interesting, though? I think, see, performers like Stallone, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, they've opened up the acting profession to a lot of people who couldn't get into it before when speech was a major requirement. Now, any cave dweller that can wield a tire iron in a public saloon is now a potential Academy Award candidate. Cats run away. My wife's cat ran away for 3 days, sends me out in the middle of the night driving around looking for the cat like the cat's going to stick to the main road. Well, if he's trying to get to Ventura, I think 101 is his best bet, huh? After 3 days, the cat comes la-dee-don back into the house again. Like an idiot, I say, where have you been? First of all, the cat's gonna lie anyway. I gotta buy Frisky's buffet. And what a moneymaker this is. I don't mind buying the Frisky's. I just hate setting up that stupid buffet every night. Hot lights, a silly hat.
Be there Wednesday night, November 26th at the Sacramento Community Convention Theater for one show only at 8 o'clock with Jay Leno, sponsored by Laughs Unlimited. Get your tickets now at Bass, Ticketron, and all the usual outlets, as well as Laughs Unlimited in Old Sacramento.
Jay's always funny, and that was a great promo. Those concerts were always sold out at the Sacramento Convention Center Theater, and we always had a lot of fun with them. Right now, I have a special ad that we did from the one and only visit from Monty Python fame, Graham Chapman. He was doing a quick U.S. tour. We were lucky enough to get him to come by the club for one night special. So what you're going to hear first is a TV ad that we put together to promote his appearance at the club. Then I'm going to mix it right into a interview he did for a local TV show called TV Light. This was hosted by a very talented comic, Jack Gallagher. So this was his show on a local TV station, and the show was called TV Light. And here he is interviewing Graham Chapman before he appears at my club. I think you'll enjoy both the ad and the interview. Ladies and gentlemen, Graham Chapman comes to Sacramento.
Please start the commercial. Laughs Unlimited is pleased to present for one night only Monty Python's Graham Chapman Thursday night, June 30th, with two shows at 8 and 10:30 p.m. Get your advance tickets now at Laughs Unlimited in Old Sacramento. Ticket price is a mere $12 per person, and Mr. Chapman promises a lovely time for all. Call Laughs Unlimited at 446-5905 for information on Monty Python's Graham Chapman.
We're back. You're back. We're together again. And you know, you probably will remember, I'm sure you'll remember my guest tonight. He was a member of the famed, well, actually, I guess they were the infamous Monty Python comedy troupe. And here you can see him in action, acting here in The Life of Brian, which was made back in 1979. Now, today, not only is he appearing like tonight over at Laughs Unlimited in Old Sacramento, he's also into leaping off tall buildings and bridges for fun. That's the truth. Please help me welcome Graham Chapman. Make yourself at home.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sorry, but I've been remiss. We usually have cheese snacks for our guests, and tonight there were none, but I apologize.
Well, I'm on a low-fat diet, so that's all right.
There we go. Yeah. Great. How have you been?
Very well.
I'm asking you like we've known each other before. Like it's been a long time since we haven't seen each other.
Yeah, right.
Now, I'm interested in this jumping off of bridges stuff that you're doing.
Yes, yes. It's strange how I got involved with this group of people. I was sitting at home trying to write one day, and I had a call from a British newspaper who wondered what I would do if I won their £1 million bingo competition. I just said I would give it to John Cleese so he could take an afternoon off. And but they also mentioned that I was interested in going to the Andes. And the next day I got a call from the chairman of the Dangerous Sports Club who wondered if I wanted to go hang gliding over active volcanoes in Ecuador.
So now what was your reaction when he said that? Did you know the Dangerous Sports Club before that?
Yeah, I'd heard of them. I knew that they jumped off bridges on pieces of elastic and things like that. So I said no, but I was interested and did go to Ecuador with them and got to know them a bit and then felt a bit guilty that I'd been made a member of the club without actually doing anything dangerous. So then I did agree to go to their winter sports in St. Moritz.
And what did that involve?
Well, it involves an uncontrolled descent of a snow slope, basically.
Which is something that you pretty much want to do as often as you can.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I was a little, to say the least, worried. Yes, the rules are you have to have something interposed between you and the skis so that there is no element of control, and you get, really, more points for imagination in terms of what it is between you and the skis. In my case, it was a 15-foot-long wooden Venetian gondola, which they'd borrowed from an Italian restaurant, and just shot
down. And you just went down?
Well, yes, until the second bump, and then we were airborne.
Do you find yourself kind of cowering when you start? You're kind of the gondola?
No, my thought was broken leg, really, at the moment of takeoff, anyway. I have a wonderful photograph of myself at home looking as scared as I've ever seen anyone look.
I bet. What's the result of that when you finish it?
I finished up winded, badly winded, but alive, and I felt great.
Really? Yeah, well, I guess you do feel good.
2 solid weeks after that, I felt really good.
Is that right? It lasted that long?
Yeah. I mean, the bank manager was not important anymore. It was wonderful. Wonderful feeling.
So now, were you a member of the club from that point on?
No, you're supposed to do three.
Oh, have you done three?
No, I've done two. The second event is a sort of charity catapulting event. It was at a charity thing in Live Park.
Well, those have become so popular.
Yes. Well, basically, they lower down strands of aircraft carrier elastic and a huge crane. And then I was secured by, I was on a climbing harness, tied to the ground behind me by a rope. Then the crane stretches the elastic, you see, and then someone standing behind you very kindly cuts the rope behind you and you go, ping! Like that.
Kind of makes that ping sound.
Oh, it's very interesting.
Yeah. So have you lined up number three?
Yes, I have next to jump off a bridge.
You're going
to
do that?
Yes.
Now, you know, I thought that I wouldn't mind doing that. Because you see them do it, and I guess it's all worked out ahead of time.
I gather the interesting moment. Yes, it all seems quite logical. You know, this thing, you know, the rope looks strong enough. And
uh-huh.
You know, it's elastic, and you will bounce at the end. But it's the moment of letting go, they tell me, that's interesting.
I bet.
Yeah. I think I shall have to be pushed.
Yeah. Well, tell me what day you're going to do it. Maybe, you know, if I'm not doing anything, I could...
Right, okay. Yeah,
come up and...
Come and give a push. That'd be
we appreciate you being here, taking the time out so much to be here. It's really a... I'm a big fan of yours, and
thanks
for taking the time to come back. Graham Chapman, tonight at Laughs Unlimited in Old Sacramento. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going for a ride, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss it.
Oh, wow, that was fun. Graham Chapman was just such a thrill to have at the club. And my good friend and the host of that TV show, TV Light, Jack Gallagher, did a good job interviewing the star, Graham Chapman, from Monty Python. We had so much fun getting a chance to meet him as huge Monty Python fans. It was just an honor to have him in the club, and really, really enjoyable. Hey, let's get back into some stand-up comedy. Here's an interview with Dave Coulier. This is early on in his career, years before Full House and all of his other television fame. But he was interviewed at the club for a local TV show called Weeknight. Here he is, Dave Coulier, being interviewed.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Laughs Unlimited, where a little bit later tonight, Dave Coulier is going to be right here on this stage to get you in the mood, ladies and germs, for a little bit of humor. We thought we'd get you started. You know, Linda, I don't get any respect. You know that?
Yeah.
I don't get any respect. This morning, I went out to throw out my garbage. The garbage truck was already pulling away. I yelled out, "Is it too late for the garbage?" They said, "No, jump in." Hey, pretty good reaction. All right. What else? How about
you? You know, Tim, a funny thing happened to me at a restaurant the other night. I was in the mood for pig's feet. I asked the waiter, "Do you have any pig's feet?" He said, "Yes, I do." I said, "Buy your shoes."
Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. That's just a taste.
They're
excellent.
Rolling over, Tim. I think
that's
we've
right.
got it.
The two guys over there are just rolling over. Those are the people you hear laughing. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking to Dave Coulier, who has does some tremendous impressions. He does cartoon characters, and he's a monologist as well, and we'll be talking to him a little bit later on.
I think he's going to put our comedic skills to shame.
That's right. I've been waiting to use this line. But seriously, folks.
And thousands of people have gathered here tonight at Laughs Unlimited, all to see this man, Dave Coulier. You like Jackie Gleason, huh?
I love Jackie Gleason. I think he's the best.
Do you study comics like that?
Some of my books in a briefcase in the dressing room. And a lot of comedians. I like Steve Martin, and I like Jackie Gleason, and a lot more of the contemporary guys, Steve Wright and Richard
and
Pryor.
Tim Larson, he's hilarious.
And Tim, of course.
I mean, I learn a lot.
I saw those one-liners, and I was taking a few
the
tips.
The timing was impeccable.
Dave Coulier, he does voices, characters. Give us a couple of voices.
Well, I got to work on the Jetsons. They're doing 42 new episodes that are in syndication right now, and they brought back the original cast, which I thought was kind of nice.
Give us a couple.
Well, I got the best character I got to play was Howard Spacell, and he's Howard Cosell in outer space.
Oh, no!
He calls a robot baseball game between Spacely Sprockets and Cogswell Cog. So it's like, "Hello again, sports fans. Howard Spacell speaking of sports.
Ooh, Jetson.
Don't worry, Mr. Spacely. You know, those guys are great. I mean, Mr. Cogswell, you know.
Yeah, Spacely. You and that nutcase Jetson.
They were great.
Did you used to Howard Cosell?
All the time. And then when they called me up to do this, I said, great. And then I got to do a lot of different characters on the new Jetsons.
You've been on the Tonight Show, right?
Been on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Is that nerve-wracking? Big shot? Big chance?
Well, a little bit. I wasn't nervous until I was behind the curtain there, and the band was going, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then it was like, there you go, and it's like being shot out of a cannon, you know. And there you are with most of America watching.
You know, earlier when Tim and I were rehearsing our terrible jokes, we were saying that being a comedian must be the ultimate entertaining challenge.
You get an immediate fix. I mean, the laughs are right there. If you're singing a song or something, you don't get a reaction until the end, and then everybody claps. But you know right away when a joke works
or when it doesn't. Yeah. I mean, looking at these people tonight now in 10 or 15 minutes, you're going to have to make these people laugh.
Well, it'll be a little easier because there's two opening acts.
Sam right, you don't Gutman go until 9 o'clock, so you have
right.
45
so I
minutes.
Get away.
Little chance. You still have time to get here because he's
right.
going at 9 o'clock. So anyway, think about that. We'll be back with more.
Well, you can see while Dave was one of my favorite regulars, we became good friends. In fact, he was at my bachelor party, and always a lot of fun to have Dave at the club. Very talented comic and entertainer. And that interview gives you just a touch of his early talents. I wanted to just take a minute away from the show and say I'm so happy to have you guys listening. I hope you're enjoying everything as much as I am bringing it together. It's kind of become a history of stand-up comedy from 1980 on, and it's just such a joy to bring you these interviews and stand-up comedy sets and all the great stuff about this industry. I did want to say that if you ever have an idea or something you like or don't like, you can always email me at scottscomedystuff@gmail.com and let me know what you're thinking of the podcast, scottscomedystuff@gmail.com. Okay, let's get back into the show with some more entertainment. I have something fun for you. One of our local TV shows called Weeknight was one of those magazine shows where they did interviews and showcased different people. And what I have here is an interview done of Sid Caesar. This had nothing to do with me or Laughs Unlimited, but Mr. Caesar is talking about comedy and how important it is in both live and in movies. And I just happened to have this in the archives, and I thought I'd share it with you because it leads right into an interview with a very young Dana Carvey. But during this appearance at Laughs Unlimited, he was actually a co-star of a show called Blue Thunder, which was a TV ripoff of the movie. So if it's interesting, and the host asking the questions was a great friend of ours, Harry Martin, who did a lot of celebrity interviews, but he had so much fun. He interviewed Dana Carvey many times, but this was the first. In fact, he messes up Dana's name right in the beginning. Anyway, so sit back and enjoy an interesting interview with Sid Caesar and then some fun with Dana Carvey being interviewed by Harry Martin.
Well, before we meet Dana Carvey, a real future comedy star, John Corcoran has taken advantage of a new movie to sit down with a class act from television's golden age of comedy, Sid Caesar, and sift through a few very funny nuggets.
Live, especially comedy, I'm not saying drama or anything like that, but comedy must be done live because then you get the true reaction.
Come on up here, Al.
When comedy was live, Sid Caesar was the king of comedy. Sid and writers like Carl Reiner, Woody Allen, Neil Simon, Mel Brooks, and MASH creator Larry Gelbart combined to make your show of shows a television comedy classic.
It was like sort of a theme would be thrown out, and then the variations on the theme would be taken in and taken off and taken in. And it was a beautiful thing to watch, but while we were going through it, it was hell.
Professor, could you tell me what is the most important... important single problem in space today?
That's a good question. Well, that's the most important problem in space today, I would say, is closet space. That's the most important.
Comedy shows in the 50s were more limited by censorship than today's TV shows and films.
You couldn't take on politics. You really couldn't, because it was a sacred cow. You couldn't touch religion. It was a sacred. And you could not touch sex in any form. Pregnant was a dirty word. We could not use pregnant, because we go, that's pregnant? You're going to use pregnant? Yeah.
In his new theatrical movie, Over the Brooklyn Bridge, Sid tries drama as well as comedy.
You got a very clever nephew here. He got himself a real bargain, you know that?
Now, by the way, we're not buying the place yet.
Don't shush me. Let me do.
It's the one part that I've ever had in movies for the first time, and I've made many, many movies, but this is the first time I've had to, where I can make him laugh and I can make him cry. And that is the dream of every comedian.
Al! Do you have to jingle the medals? Do you have the medal jingler? Yeah!
The good news for Sid Caesar fans is reruns of Sid's old shows are scheduled to be broadcast beginning this fall. I'm John Corcoran.
And that's medal for the 50-yard dash, right?
Let's pretend that we don't know we're on camera and keep looking at the monitor like they do on the news.
And with me right now, live from Laughs Unlimited, is Dana Carvey. Carvey, right.
Thanks, he's one Mr. of the Carton. Thank you. I love it.
He's one of the new comedians. And you learned some stuff, did you not, from Sid Caesar?
I saw Sid Caesar in the Ed Sullivan Show. I learned to do that phone thing he did.
very
just
good.
Just a sample, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. It gets better, I promise. Harry's excited. Can you tell? Look at him.
Dana stars right now in the television series Blue Thunder. What's it like working with two accomplished fine actors like Dick Butkus and Bubba Smith?
Learning. So I just detect a little facetiousness in that. They're the world's largest human beings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're really... Bubba Smith calls me dainty. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Dainty, and at first they thought I was gay.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you shut up, I'm not a homosexual. And and then I figured, if they want to think that, I'll just act effeminate, because they're so huge and I'm so tiny. So I walk on the set and I go, hello, where's my big tight end? You are both so large and firm and so special. You're making my buttocks tingle right now. I can't stand it. So they stay away from me, Harry.
Oh, I see. Are you still doing the impressions and things like that?
Yeah, I'm doing...
Well, what's your biggie? What's the one you're pushing now? I see you have Mr. Spock with you. He used to do an entire Star Trek act at one time.
Don't touch him, Harry! Just twist his neck just a little bit and make a noise. Thank you. Is this the Harry Martin show? What is it? I started doing impressions when I was a little kid. And mm-hmm. The first one I did was Jimmy Stewart, because my dad got me so nervous, I started doing it inadvertently. He said, Dan, did you mow the lawn? Did you help your mother? And I was like 8 years of age. I was about the size of Spock, ladies and gentlemen. And I was going, Dad, I was busy doing some flings over here. And I was doing some flings over here. And the whole thing's just a bummer. And it was really fun doing that impression, because no one expected it from me, because I was so tiny. I used to walk up to my mom in the morning. She'd be making breakfast, and I'd say, how you doing, Ma? Man, the boys here were kind of hoping you'd make us some pancakes. go ahead.
How do you find time to play clubs like Laughed Unlimited when you're doing a TV
I really
series?
Don't have the time. Thank you. It's making me nervous here.
You're going to be here through Sunday.
Yes.
We're getting this already.
On Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be here with a whole band.
Oh.
Two background singers, my brother on bass guitar, drums. We're going to play a song called Choppin' Broccoli. It's in the top 300 in Uruguay. It's really,
okay.
It's really fun.
And he's a funny, funny guy, so I hope you'll come by and see him, okay? That's it. More Weeknight in just a moment.
That was about 1984, and what was really special for us was 2 days after this interview with Harry Martin and the TV magazine show Weeknight, he did have his brother's band come up, and he did live on stage the song Choppin' Broccoli, and it's amazing. If you'd like a copy of it, email me at scottscomedystuff@gmail.com, and I'll send you a free copy of a video of Dana Carvey playing Choppin' Broccoli live on stage back in 1984, and this was a good year and a half before he made it to Saturday Night Live and made that song famous. Okay, well, we've had a lot of fun. We've heard some TV advertising and promotions. We got a chance to hear a few interviews of some famous people that came through Laughs Unlimited, and we've given you an opportunity. If you just email me, I'll send you a free copy of a video of Dana Carvey doing Choppin' Broccoli. So it's been a great show. It's been a lot of fun to put together. I know you enjoyed it. We'll see you next week for another great show. Thanks for listening. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.